There was a son. He was devoured by earth. There was a God. They call him the Father. There was a
Brokenness podcast, where we dissect problems and solutions that exist among broken people living in a broken world. And we also believe here at Healing Our Brokenness that we are going from broken relationships to resilience and flourishing. Today's episode is episode number 99. And the title of this episode is Broken Relationships, Resilience, Flourishing, and the Dangers of Validation. Now, when it comes to relationships, it takes a while to get to know people. And then after that while, the time period of getting to know them, we can pretty much, and spending time with them, communicating, et cetera, we can pretty much tell if that person is going to work out for us. And this is whether it's a romantic relationship or it can be a friendship, all of the above. And so sometimes we get to the point where we are staying in our relationships too long. And it could be for a variety of reasons. And one of the reasons that we could stay in relationships too long would be simply just being in denial. We see the writing on the wall, so to speak, and we are still trying to make a go out of it. Either the person is not treating us right, we're not able to meet their needs. Consistent patterns with ourselves, consistent patterns with the other person, and it's just not working out for whatever the particular reason is. But we are refusing to accept reality for the way that it is. So a lot of times we will stay in broken relationships, and we'll stay in those relationships longer than we really need to be doing. Another reason why we may stay in relationships would be for the simple fact of it fulfilling a need that we have. So we know that the relationship is not good. We know that this person is not good for us. They are not bringing out the best in who we are as an individual. They are not helping to bring out holiness in us. They're not helping us to bring out the qualities in us that would basically help to elevate us in our calling, in our worship of God, in our walk with God. But we are in that relationship because we have woundedness inside. And what is happening is we are having a need to be met through that particular individual. And that's why we are staying in something that we should no longer be in. And that need that we're trying to have met is also an indication of woundedness that has not been taken care of, but we are blinded to seeing that because we are addicted, in essence, to having that need met at all costs. So either we are being a savior to someone, we're coming and saving the day for them in areas of their irresponsibility, or it's something within us that is satisfying us, that's keeping us in that relationship. And sometimes it takes someone on the outside to come in to say, hey, I notice, you know, you keep telling me about the same thing, or I notice you keep doing this. I'm seeing you do this with such and such person. Is there something else going on here? Do you want to talk about this? And so today, well, who I want to talk about would be Moses. Moses got to the point where he was standing and being judged over the people from morning all the way till night. And we all know that if we're doing something from early in the morning all the way to nighttime, eventually that's going to lead to burnout. It's definitely not going to help us to be resilient individuals, because if you're trying to develop a resilience emotionally, mentally, and physically, we have to have boundaries in place according to when we know that we have our energy levels at their best. And so if Moses, what he was doing by him wearing himself out, standing there and advising the people, he was not allowing himself time to have alone with God, to get that margin, to get that rest, to get his overflow, so that he would be able to overflow and pour out to the people. His need was being validated. He needed to have that approval. And that's why he was in it so long. And I'm quite sure he was tired himself, but that need, that inner turmoil that was inside of him, that woundedness of having to be rejected as a baby and sent there, those seeds and a spirit of rejection was already sown into him. And so, and then he did not feel that he was, he didn't feel in place where he was, because he knew that he was not an Egyptian. And it happens sometimes like this with people who are trying to get their identities and ethnicities figured out, where if they're in a, if they're the product of parents of two different races or ethnic groups, and sometimes they don't feel at home in one group, and sometimes they don't feel at home in another group, and them trying to reconcile all of this. So Moses was having some issues with that need for approval and validation from these people, just from people in general. And so their need to seek help and to want guidance and want to judge over them was actually feeding into this need for him. So that means he was getting approval all day long, from morning to night. And that could not have been good for his inner ego. And when we are in situations like that, it is so good that we have an inner circle, we have a support group or both, we have friends that see what's going on or either hear from what we're telling them, and they're coming to us and saying, you know what? I don't think that's good. Do you mind if I talk to you? You know, if we go out for coffee and we talk and this and that and the other, you know, I've been listening to you tell me about this situation and something about it is not right. You know, we keep talking about this and something just doesn't seem right. You know, are you having some issues, as we just talked about before? And one of the things about Moses, we talked about as far as trying to develop resilience. In order to develop resilience, your body has to rest. You got to be poured in with the word of God. You have to be working on your developing emotional intelligence. And to have emotional intelligence, you have to be able to be developing emotion skills. Because when you're talking to people all day long, from morning to night, and you're not taking a break to rejuvenate yourself, then their issues are end up weighing down in your spirit and soul. And so what happens, though, when we're wounded and broken in that area, need of validation and approval, we don't even have time to think about that. We're just trying to fulfill that inner need, which has to be addressed, or the cycle keeps continuing. Thank the Lord for Moses's situation, that he listened to his father-in-law. And this is what it says in the scripture, I'm going to read it for you guys. When his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, "What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge while all these people stand around you from morning to evening?" Moses answered him, "Because the people come to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and laws." Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I'll give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. Teach them the decrees and the laws and show them the way to live and the duties they are to perform. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases, they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter because they will share it with you. If you do this, and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied." Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. He chose capable men from all Israel and made them leaders of the people, officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. They served as judges for the people at all times. The difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones, they decided themselves. So like I said before, praise the Lord that Moses listened to his father-in-law. And that was the beginning of his ability to be able to be resilient, is that he was able to take advice. His father-in-law served as a guide for him. And when we are going through our trials and tribulations in our stories, we need someone to serve as a guide for us. And this is what his father-in-law did for him. And that gave him space to be still, have that margin and space and time with God to be able to deal with his own woundedness of validation. Because what happens is, if we do not deal with that woundedness, then what happens is we're always depending on other people to validate us. We're always dependent upon other people to help us to feel worthy. We're always dependent upon other people to help us to feel that approval, when the only one that can give it to us and that will fill us up is God. And every time we feel like, you know, once we get to a certain level of our healing, and it might still be times where every blue moon that brokenness area will come up, we can say, "Dear Jesus in heaven, God help me." And we just keep affirming ourselves. I am worthy. I am valued. I am redeemed. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I do not need anyone else's validation or approval except for yours, Lord. So it's not saying we're not going to continue to struggle. It won't control us as it was doing with Moses. But as I said, thank God he listened. In the cases where we don't listen and we continue in what we're doing, then after a while, people will get tired of us. It's just the honest to goodness truth. We're human beings. We're not God. And they'll say, "You know what? You keep telling me about the same thing over and over again. We've given you our advice. You won't take our advice. You keep coming to us just saying the same thing over and over again." And it just has worn them out, is what ends up happening. It has just literally worn them out. Self-pity is toxic and it wears people out. Always having to be the one that's having more pain, one up paining people and pain in that area of pain, that wears people out. And so what happens is, either we will leave because they won't keep validating our brokenness, or they will leave because they're sick and tired of hearing us. And we end up having to come to the end of our ropes in a situation of languishing literally before we get a clue like something is wrong here. people keep leaving, my emotional mental health is going downstream. And when it comes to validation, it will go downstream because we have to keep constantly seeking that approval and that addiction for the approval. One while I would clean all day long to make sure that the house looked a certain way. And it was like, no matter how clean it was, it still wasn't enough. I had to have it as a museum. And I had to seek approval and validation and my self-worth from my ex-husband. And not realizing I was turning that into an idol. I was turning him into an idol. I was turning cleaning into an idol. And the bigger problem was me and my identity and knowing that God is enough. That was the biggest problem I had. So I hope that something that was said here today would resonate with you. I want to thank Timothy Horton for bringing our intro and outro music to us every week. And I want to thank you guys as my listeners for coming in and tuning in to the Healing Our Brokenness podcast every week. Until next time. You took the price.